fresh off the owners' meetings in D.C. Jaguars owner Shad Khan at practice on Thursday as the Jags get ready for a Week 6 matchup. The Jaguars and Broncos coming up Sunday in Denver. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you. Jaguars back on the practice field on Thursday. Second day of work, getting ready for Denver. Chad Henne will make the start for the Jaguars this Sunday, facing off against Peyton Manning for the first time. Jaguars need a big game from Justin Blackmon again. Of course, his first touch was a long touchdown last week in St. Louis. They could use that again this week. Cecil Shorts held out of practice today. Yesterday, we mentioned the rookie safety starting for the Jags, including Josh Evans. And with Dwight Lowry on injured reserve with a concussion, the future is now, as Evans will start the rest of the season at safety. Thrown into the lineup the last couple of weeks, Evans has really felt some improvement.
You know what, honestly, I don't even worry about it at all. You know, I go out there and approach each game as a game to get better at and not looking at the opponent or who's playing or who we're playing against. So, you know, you got to come out there with the right mentality to approach like any other game, knowing, you know, who's over there, of course.
Well, over there, of course, is Peyton Manning and a lot of weapons, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they got a great squad. You know, you got a future Hall of Famer quarterback, so it's definitely something to keep in mind and don't take it light. But nothing to overreact about or feel like, oh, you're going up against this, so change up your routine. You know, stay true to who you are.
Let's take our weekly look now behind enemy lines. Of course, Peyton Manning is a four-time MVP and on pace for his fifth in his career. It's the best start he's had in his entire career. 76% of his passes complete, 20 touchdowns, one pick, a rating over 136. He also has weapon after weapon to throw to. Demaryius Thomas, Wes Welker, Eric Decker, tight end Julius Thomas, all having a big year. Everything going right in Denver. The most points through five games in NFL history for the Broncos. And Britton Colquitt is the most rested punter in the league. All that said, Manning knows what the national talk might be about the matchup with the Jaguars, and he's not buying it.
We have never talked about that, and so it's completely irrelevant to me. And we're playing a good NFL football team. I don't look at anything besides what I see on the tape on defense. And, you know, I see a team that's stingy in the red zone. I've seen some offenses that have made some really good plays against them that have been hard to defend. And certainly, you know, it's a team with a lot of pride, and so it's about what are you doing each week. What you did last week, the week before, it really is irrelevant, so it's about this week.
A lot of noise outside of the building this week, of course, so let's let senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier, sort it all out. He says the Jags must block it out and believe.
I'm John Osier with A View from the Ozone. And a major topic, indeed maybe the only topic for some around Everbank Field this week, is do the Jaguars have a chance? The unbeaten Broncos, the winless Jaguars. Number one offense versus number 32. Manning versus Henne. There's a whole lot in the Broncos' favor and not a lot in the Jaguars' favor. And here's the thing. Doesn't matter. You play on Sunday, not during the week. That's what the Jaguars need to hold on to and believe this week. And you know what? Them believing isn't a problem. These players are pros, and whatever fans and media say about a given game, pro athletes are nothing if not confident. You can't walk onto an NFL field if you're not, so belief won't be an issue. And you had to like the approach of Cecil Shorts III and Maurice Jones-Drew this week. The normally affable Shorts bristled in as friendly a manner as you can bristle at the topic. And Jones-Drew said no way in hell the Jaguars are going to back down. This is a huge challenge. Manning is playing at a level beyond what he's ever played. And if the Jaguars win, it indeed will be viewed as a monumental upset. The Jaguars will have to play significantly better than they have all season. And even then, the task is difficult. Enormous. But if the Jaguars do have a chance, they have to go in believing they have a chance. And on that front, if you're looking for the Jaguars to pull the upset, you do have to like what you hear.
Thank you, John. The Jags will wrap up Broncos week on Friday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.